time to have a chat to Peter Moody, who's got a big week coming up, not just as a horse trainer, but as one of the stars of Channel 10's Melbourne Cup coverage. How are you, Moods?
Morning, Blue Eyes. Yeah, looking forward to it. Big week coming up, Flemington. That's grand final week.
Absolutely. And just to give an insight into the listeners, how will you be juggling things? Because you'll be the man in the mounting yard chatting to trainers and a few jockeys pre and post-race. You're going to have a number of runners in Group 1 races yourself.
Yeah, well, I'll be chatting to my connections and jockeys as well, and that's probably adds to a part of the coverage for Channel 10 where I'll be mic'd up, and I'll certainly have runners in the Coolmore on Saturday and hope to have one, maybe two in the Melbourne Cup on Tuesday, so it'll add a new probably sight to things for the Channel 10 viewers, where they'll be able to follow me down to the saddling area and watch me saddle up the horses, and then I'll throw the jocks on, and then hopefully you've got to interview me after a couple of these races and I can give you an insight of a winning trainer. But if that's not the case, I might have to interview a few other trainers that have beaten my horses.
Well, have we got the 7-second delay? Because we want Peter Moody uncut, especially if one of the boys rides a bad race.
No. Well, I'm sure we learnt. No, it's very much looking forward to it. You know, obviously, I probably plan to have a couple of runners each day of the carnival. So, you know, it's exciting. And, you and I and the team, we had good fun doing it last year, and probably just adds another side of it with myself having runners again this year.
Well, talking of the Cup, Nickajack Cave is borderline at the moment. I think he's about 27 in order of entry. So do you think he'll get a run, Peter?
Well, listen, we're holding out hope. The line of thought from Gerline was the horse probably wasn't in the horse's best interest to run before the Cup. And then we've had to jump through a few hoops with RVL. This horse has got a very unusual gait behind, his action behind, and we had to have a CT scan and a scintigraphy, which I'm pleased to say been ticked off on at the Werribee Vet Clinic. So the option probably wasn't there to run him before the Cup, but I believe that was probably in the best interest of the horse anyhow. So running him in the Lexus wasn't ideal, so we're just sort of sweating on gaining that start. Now, we're sweating on someone else's misery at the end of the day, and that's something you don't want to do, but it's happened to all of us, and this horse has worked superbly down at Werribee, and then he's had a couple of nice gallops since he's been housed here at Pakenham, and we're really taken with him. We think he goes for the races in very good order, and we've just got to be hopeful of gaining that start.
Well, he's got form around Sir Dragon A and beat home Twilight Pavement two starts ago. So is he a horse that you think has the ability to be really competitive and win a Melbourne Cup?
Well, I haven't won a Melbourne Cup. He's certainly far and away the best I've taken, been prepared for the Cup. He's only been in our care, for 4 weeks now, and you couldn't anything but take him with the horse. You know, he's a bloody nice horse. His form's good. He arrived here in great order. The team over there in the UK did a good job, as did Gerline and his team in Ireland. You know, Ger had him ready to run in the Melbourne Cup when he left his yard about 5 weeks ago in Ireland. That was the way he sent him over, and we've just had to keep him ticking. And his work indicates to me he's a very high-class stayer, and I'm sort of desperate to get him into the race, but I can only be advised by the team that had him previously and the belief that he was going to be best suited not racing before the Cup. Ger made mention that he sent Mustard Year over in a similar vein last year and thought connections maybe erred by running him before the Cup in a similar situation. He said, please, if you can go there without doing it, I reckon it's your best chance of winning it. So I've got to take notice of the man that's had the horse since he was a yearling, you know.
Yeah, well, he's a grey gelding. What's his racing pattern?
Well, it's a bit hard to read these horses' patterns because you're looking at a lot of them in 5 and 6 horse races, the tempo on that. But Dean Lester does a lot of work with Jerry Ryan, so when the field's assembled, and we'll assess, I suppose, from barrier draws. But to me, he looks like a horse that sort of bounces and builds momentum throughout a race. So like a lot of these Europeans, they look for a good gallop. They're probably not overly suited first go at a stop-start affair, which sometimes Australian staying races can be. So you probably like a bit of fresh air where he can roll into a race and build momentum as it gets on, you know.
Gee, it looks one of the deepest Melbourne Cups we've had in recent years, and the internationals, once again, with the form lines through the Caulfield Cup and the Cox Plate, are going to be the hardest to beat. Who do you see as your main competitors?
Well, I think if there's going to be given the ground, you've got to have great respect for the Cox Plate winner, his form, and it seems to be significantly greater with given the ground, then you've got to respect that. Very elegant, you know, she's been super, and she's the one that hasn't had to go outside of a region to do it, and every time we doubt her, wet or dry, she seems to mount, Group 1 wins in the last season, so you've really got to respect that. But I suppose the bogey was, Coolmore have been here a long time, and they haven't sort of won this one, but you have a look at the form of their two horses. They ran second in the Cox Plate with a horse that was a bit iffy leading into it. They ran second in the Caulfield Cup, but the one they brought to the Melbourne Cup we haven't seen yet, Tiger Moth. So I've got to be honest, he's probably the one that I hold the most respect for when they sort of nominated him as their Melbourne Cup horse. Now, they've just missed in the two classics so far. You'd reckon he's going to be right in the mix, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. What do you make of Platinum Invaders running the Geelong Cup, and can he sneak in via the Hotham?
Well, one thing we have learnt, and hopefully Luke's learnt, is his last couple, his New Zealand form, he's got a short, sharp sprint, and Luke rode him the other day and probably wheeled out around them. And now, in hindsight, one, we probably should have ridden him a little bit closer, but two, probably should have just waited and had one crack in the straight, because he gets to them and then sort of struggles. So we'll be riding him for luck and riding him to try and produce it in the straight rather than sort of on the circle this weekend. So he's in good order. Is he good enough? We'll learn a bit more on the weekend, but he didn't have a lot of joy in the Auckland Cup earlier in the year. Now, is that form good enough? But time will tell. But he's in very good order, the horse.
And how's Glenn Fittick going? This would be a great training performance if you could get him back after that little surgery to win a Coolmore.
Well, I think that the performance would be the horse being prepared for a mile with the view of hopefully being in the Cox Plate 2 weeks later. And here we are 4 weeks down the track coming back for a 1,200-metre Group 1. But, you know, most horses I wouldn't even consider it, but he's come through the surgery well. That's not an issue. Has he got enough speed in his legs is probably the issue, but the fact that I think he's a real high-quality colt in everything he's done for me, I think he's deserved of a chance at it. And, I just want to see a good 1,200-metre gallop down the straight, not bounce out and walk like they can do at times. Otherwise, yeah, we might have to make it a gallop, because I think he's a bloody nice colt. I really do, and I think he's deserving of a Group 1. He's, you know, Group 1 placed and Group 2 winner his last two runs. I'm just hopeful that I've been able to get the speed back into his legs, and his work at home, albeit he hasn't done a lot, has told me that he has sharpened up very well, you know?
So you wouldn't be surprised to take him to the front in a Coolmore if they wanted to sit up?
Yeah, well, listen, we'll be rolling along at a nice gallop because he's a horse with a high cruising speed, and we won't be a sit sprint affair. But there's some fast horses in it too, but just hope they let them use their pace, and he's a horse that'll bounce and build throughout that sort of trip, you know. And he'll be very strong through the line. It's just a matter of if he can be close enough to them, or if he's there controlling it, he will be close enough to them. He's just got to be good enough.
And do we get to see Velvet King on Saturday? You're going to run in the Cantala?
Yeah, he runs in the Cantala. He didn't, I thought his run at Caulfield was good. Rick ran up the backside of a few in the straight. He got to have a look, open his eyes, and got lost momentum with a big weight on his back. So he goes to the Cantala with a massive weight drop, and on his best form, there's no reason why he couldn't be competitive. He's had a few issues since he's been over here from the West, but he appears in pretty good shape, so he heads there to try and resurrect, a campaign that's been a bit skew-iff for him.
Just on Luke, is he getting down to 53.5 just in case Nickajack Cove can get into the Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, well, he's riding that weight on Saturday, so, when he rode for me 15 years ago, he used to ride 52. But every time they put the weights up, as with most jockeys, they used to ride a half over at 51 and then a half over at 52, a half over at 53, a half over at 54, a half over at 55 until you present an opportunity with a nice horse in a nice race. All of a sudden, they can ride 53.5. Bit of a miracle, isn't it?
Hey, have you got a win on Bendigo Cup Day? Mighty Feet in the first?
He ran well the other day. He's drawn a bit of an awkward gate here, but I thought he was good first run for the stable the other day, and he's trained on nice, so I'm not sure of the opposition, but if he has luck from the draw, he can run well.
Moods, we'll see you at Flemington on Saturday. Good luck today.
look forward to it. I might see you for the barrier trial Friday, even, Michael.
That's right. You just reminded me. We will go through the barrier trial on Friday. Good on you, mate. See you then.
Cheers, boys.